run.
You guys, what can I say? You guys are my favorite band. You got to tell me something. Are you here in Hollywood long? I mean, I just...
No, I'm, we're recording here in town.
You're recording
here? Yeah, at the record plant.
The record plant.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Sherman records there. I just love Bobby Sherman and David Cassidy. Do you know David Cassidy?
No, I...
Have you ever run into any members of the Three Dog Night?
Joe Shermy once.
Oh, they are my favorite band. They're so professional. I mean, so creative. How about David Crosby? I mean, he's so in, you know.
No, I never...
He just knows. I mean, he almost cut his hair, but
no,
he didn't.
Listen, do you know how to get to the Chateau Marmont from here?
Not exactly. Is it by the airport?
No, we don't. We have a bus on this particular thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me one thing. Do you like my new car?
Oh, yeah, it's a pavilion, isn't it?
Oh, not just a pavilion. It's a poly pavilion.
Oh. Yeah, it's real futuristic. I like the little naked man turn signals. So, we gotta get up, you know, and go to the studio in the morning, and then we record for about 2 weeks, and then we leave again.
Oh, really? Where do you play when you go from here?
Let me see. Needles?
Oh, you guys are so professional.
No, it's not.
I mean, the way you get to travel to all those exotic towns, you get to play in and play in all these great sounding halls.
Tell me something.
Do you really have a hit single in the charts now? Right now, I mean, with a bullet. That's really important.
Listen, baby. Would I lie to you just to run my fingers through your pubes?
Don't talk to me that way. I am not a groupie.
I never said
I'm
you
not
were...
a groupie. Neither are my friends here, Jim and Ian and Ainsley and Don and Frank. None of us are groupies.
Pleased to meet all you girls.
Hi, Howie.
Tell him we aren't yeah. groupies.
Howard. Yeah. We only like musicians for friends.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
We still want to hear your record.
Yeah, we'd still like to come in your bus.
Yeah. Listen now. On the other side of the record, didn't you say that you got off being juked with a baby octopus and spewed upon with cream corn and that your hair-lip, queen-o, bass-playing girlfriend with the crossed eyes and the tits on his shirt had to have it with a hot 7-Up bottle or he went up the wall?
Oh, Howie.
What's the deal, mama?
Howie, all that's true, Howie. And sometimes I even dig it with a jack-in-the-box ring job. But, Howie... We are not groupies, Howie. I told Robert Plant that. I told Elton John. I told Steve Stills.
Yeah.
And he didn't even want to ball me.
I can see that. Listen, the thing is, baby, I want some action, you know? I'm only here for a couple of weeks, recording at the record plant with a naked statue in the bathroom and stuff. I'm horny as fuck. Listen to me. I want a steaming, succulent, juicy, drippy, ever-widening, kind of a smelly, slimy, many-folded sort of in-and-out, contracting sphincter kind of a hole with a... Let's see, there's got to be a way I can put this discreetly. Let's say we hop in the aisle over those guys in the blue and fuck, baby!
Hey! I'm in this band, man. I told you that many times, no matter what goes on. Listen. It just so happens tonight. I mean, this is unbelievable. Are you a Virgo?
No.
I mean, it just so happens tonight, me and my girlfriends, well, we came here looking for a guy from a group.
Ah!
But just not any guy from any group.
Yeah?
We're looking for a guy from a group with a dick.
Well, I can show you.
But he's got to have a dick, which is a monster!
Ah! You peaked. That's me, you little Westwood wench nipple queen. Take me, I'm yours, you whole. Fulfill my wildest dreams.
Oh, anything for you, my most seductive pop star of a man.
Yeah?
Picture this if you can.
Bee jobs.
Knotted nylon. Bamboo canes. Three unreleased recordings of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fighting at the Fillmore East. Oh, two unreleased recordings of the Grateful Dead sitting in with Mel Torme. Yeah. Oh no! I just can't stand it!